Good morning, Gamecock fans. Today is Thursday, February 12th, the year of our Lord 2026. This is Coffee with JC Sherbert. Want to let you know, apologize for this week. Not a lot of coffee, no coffees this week so far. A lot going on. But I did say, in fairness to me, that the schedule could get a little bumpy here in the foreseeable future as I got a lot, just a lot of things that have taken my time away. From broadcasting to you fine folks, but it's a good time of the year. Not a lot going on as far as football goes, and we talk football every day here. Did want to mention that Chief Sports Network programming continues with or without me. Tailgate Talks is up. Bailey Hart, former Gamecock walk-on from Wando High School, is the guest this week. Great conversation with Bailey. Pat and Steven do a good job. You can get the podcast version on our app, the Chief Sports app, which you could download for free off the Apple App Store or Google Play. And you get all our stuff there. It's going to be really cool if you get it. It'd be a whole lot cooler if you got it, right? Also, Late Night Gamecock Show, SEC Sunday Night. We're Monday night this week. The Post Podcast are up. All the podcasts are caught up. We had a technical glitch with that on top of everything else today for the show, the morning show, all that happiness. And then, today we have John Strickland and Mike Morgan in on the morning show with JB. And it's Thursday, so that means the smorgasbord with Alex Jones of thebigspur.com. Tomorrow, because of the doubleheader, we normally do a 4-hour baseball extravaganza on opening day. It's only going to be two. Just because first pitch is at 1, so we'll have 10 to 12 live from Founders Park. Jamie Bradford will have a parade of guests, and we'll just do it the normal way. It'll just be a little shorter. The Gamecocks play the Northern Kentucky Norse in a doubleheader Friday, so two baseball games. That's a pretty cool way to start it. I have not checked the weather, but I hope it's nice. I know there's some storms coming in on Saturday, and so that's why they're trying to get it all in. Gamecocks will go with Riley Goodman in game one, Amp Phillips in game two, as they try to get off to a good start in year two of the Paul Menieri era. And big game for women's basketball this weekend on ABC at LSU. Lots of hype going into that one. Kim Mulkey, Malaysia Fulwiley against the Gamecocks. So that's going to be one that I think will be pretty intense. The men play at Alabama this weekend. Hadn't done too well over in Tuscaloosa in recent years. But we'll see what happens with all the other sports, with recruiting and all that moving forward. I wanted to talk today. We talked about this on the show yesterday as far as the incoming freshmen go. I want to talk today about the heights and weights from the transfer portal class. Now, this is one of those things that when they release it, it gets talked to death, it's scrutinized. People are concerned or happy, blah, 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 blah. I've found that sometimes, not that, universities and football coaches and strength staffs or support staffs or whoever's measuring these guys intentionally mislead, but I found sometimes in college they'll give you a few pounds or a couple of inches. And the combine sort of like Diego Pavia at the Senior Bowl, the combine sort of, that's not the case, but and sometimes they're taller. I mean, I've seen that before too. So take all this for what it's worth. I do think it's very interesting to discuss. And we're going to talk about the transfer portal class because these guys are, by and large, most of them, not all of them, most of them are, you're hoping they're going to be in the two deep this coming season. A lot of older guys, especially on that all-important position of, drum roll, please, the offensive line, which is, I know we're going to talk about all year. And it's interesting because this Jamie Bradford compiled like the last or the all the years the Bryles were at Baylor and what the average height and weight was of different positions. And I had a coaching friend tell me that the reason the right guard is usually a bigger guy and the left guard is not, like the right guard, I think, averaged like 325, 330, left guard like 310, is because of it's schematic, because of the pulling and things like that. I will get a more specific answer. I know that's not a a ball knowing answer right there, but I will get a more specific answer as to why that is. So the heights and weights are interesting as far as a lot of these guys go. Some aren't quite at their listed heights. Maybe their weight's a little bigger. It's different. It's different, than maybe what they were listed at coming from their former college. And that's fascinating stuff, especially for football junkies, which if you're a football junkie and love the Gamecocks, that's why you're probably listening. But, no red flags really that stand out. There's not a lot of red flags. You're talking about a few pounds or an inch or something like that. But there's some guys that you thought maybe were smaller or larger that have come into play. Offensive line, defensive line is where it's, I don't want to say important, but where you can really kind of get an idea. I'll say this about the O line, this offensive line group versus the last one, real quick. And I said all summer we talked about just how massively big South Carolina's offensive line was supposed to be heading into the 2025 season. Now, I did say bigger is not always better. For the life of me, I didn't expect what we saw at all out of that offense. And boy, I was just dead wrong. But it bigger isn't always better. I think sometimes bigger puts you in an athletic disadvantage. Sometimes it doesn't. I mean, it's just this game, and it's hard. It's a hard game to predict, right? Because in football, you'll have little men that overperform and overachieve that are great players, big guys. It's for everybody. That's what I love about football is that you've got all kinds of small people, big people, fast people, slow people, strong people. It kind of is very welcoming and all encompassing. It's a lot of physical diversity in football. And then you have the kickers who are like kind of soccer player builds, most of them. Snappers, there's a long snapper in this. And they're not all that big, but they're in there in the trenches mixing it up. Most of those guys have good strength and are weight room junkies and pretty fast too. So that's what I love about the game is that. It's just there's a place for everybody on football. Can't say that about other sports. You'll have a Muggsy Bogues or a Spud Webb that's like a legendary guy everybody talks about. Certainly, there's always outliers, but in basketball, height is important, and not the most important thing, but it is important size. Most of the time, basketball players are taller. And but in football, hey, you're missing a few inches. If you maximize and you got talent, you can play the game. There's a spot for you, and that's what I love about the game. And that was kind of what I was reflecting on today, as I was sort of compiling this and looking at it. And I think it's interesting. But these are the listed height and weights from Gamecocks Online. Coach Fink, Steve Fink, Jamie Bradford calls him Coach Fink. I've known him as Steve for, gosh, when I started the BigSpur.com in 07, he had just started at South Carolina. He really, really, really has been good to me over the years, Steve Fink has. But their group puts this together, and they do a fantastic job each and every year doing it. It's a lot to keep up with rosters, and their job these days with the flow of information goes pretty fast. So kudos to those guys for putting this together and getting it out. Guys and gals over there with Coach Fink's office, I guess. So we'll start with the wide receivers, Nitro Tuggle, 6'1", 195. That's good size for a receiver. He's not tiny, and he's pretty big guy. He's got a lot of shake, wiggle, but the size is there for Nitro. I think that's one of the things Georgia liked about him out of high school is he's not a smaller guy, but he's got a lot of explosiveness and just ability to make you miss in the open field, good hands, all that good stuff. But the size is there at 6'1", 195. Jaden Gibson's a little thin, 6'5", 200. By comparison, Nick Harbor is listed at 6'5", 242 on the roster. He's got 42 pounds on Jaden Gibson. But I think with what Jaden Gibson can do and the fact he's a jump baller and all that, I mean, Sidney Rice wasn't all that bulky. Alshon was, but Sidney wasn't. So he's kind of more like Sidney as far as that tall, wiry guy that can go up and get it fast in the open field. You know, a player that in my discussions with a lot of folks, you know, and Darren Usher, I believe, said this, if they can get him back to where he was as a, you know, as a freshman on that trajectory and get him to maximize, he can help out. And the simple reason why with Jaden is they don't have anybody else like him. Nick is a 6'5" receiver. Yes. Nick can go up and get it some. You know, and maybe that's something that he needs to add to his game this year. But he's not a go up and get it like Sidney, jump baller type guy. And I think Jaden is that type of guy. I've seen him, you know, in the limited film from Oklahoma. He goes up and gets it in traffic. He's 6'5", he can leap. So we'll see what his leap is like. Charlie Mullaly, who they got in later in the portal period from Holy Cross. You may look at him and you know, Charlie Mullaly, that sounds like a little guy's name, right? It's not. He's 6 foot 191. One of the things I like about him and just watching, he is fast and athletic and can change directions quickly. I watched a workout tape of his. He's naturally strong, older player. You know, I'm not ruling him out for anything, even though admittedly he's not the biggest name in the class by a long shot. So, yeah, there's that. The one tight end they brought in, Max Drag from Chapin. You know, Darren Usher called him a dirt dog, which means a blocker, a guy that's going to get out there and mix it up and play physical. 6'4", 248, that's good size for that. Obviously, experience at App State and UCF. I think, as we've had our discussions about what to expect out of Kendall Briles, you know, there's different types of ways he uses the tight end. A lot of it, you know, in certain times at Baylor especially, they've been blockers, like H-backs, fullback types, helped with the run game. You know, he had Trey Knox out at Arkansas, who we are all familiar with, and that Arkansas team wasn't exactly loaded at receiver. They had some guys that could play, but they didn't have that one guy or two guys that really jump out at you. It's kind of a revolving door. And Knox, sort of like he was in 2023 here as the second option for all intents and purposes behind Xavier Leggett. I could kind of made a case for Josh Simon to have gotten more run that year, but certainly loved Trey Knox and he produced. But they had to use him like that there. And then at TCU, they used the tight end. So he's used all kinds of guys. This kind of guy, Max, is more of the blocker type that's going to help in the run game and things like that. And he's joining a room with Brady Hunt and Mike Tyler and incoming Caden Ramsey and some other guys. And Darren Usher did say during our talks with him a couple of weeks ago, if they have an opportunity to maybe go get another tight end that's out there in the portal already, maybe they would. But 6'4", 248, that's solid. Again, another older player coming back home, playing for the Gamecocks from Chapin High School. Christian Clark, and the running backs from the portal are interesting because when we talked to him, he mentioned that they wanted physical, bigger guys. These guys, you know, Jawaarn Howell is 6'1", 225, and Matt Fuller's 218. These guys are all lower weights, at least than them. But they're compact and strong types of guys. Christian Clark, 5'11", 210. I said the other day, he reminded me of the first Mike Davis, maybe a tick faster. But that's where Mike Davis was, I believe, 5'11", 210. The second Mike Davis was around 230, but fast. Like, didn't the second Mike Davis never looked like he was in the best shape of his life, but was blazing fast and like a bowling ball on with very light feet. He's an unbelievable back, by the way. The second Mike Davis was really good. First Mike Davis was good too. First Mike Davis did his job. So that's not a criticism of Christian Clark. Sam Dixon, who's coming in from Ohio State, 5'10", 208. And then Jabri Coleman's got a few inches on these guys. He's a taller guy, 6'1", 209. I think I mentioned Brandon Wilds as maybe the type of guy he is, or David Williams, which ironically, David Williams played at his high school. David Williams never really got going at South Carolina, had some injuries and things like that, but then transferred out to Arkansas, had a really good last final year, and ended up getting drafted. So the talent is there. Jabri Coleman in from Penn State, Dixon from Ohio State, Clark from Texas, of course. Lucen Anderson, who's coming in from Bowling Green, joining the quarterback room, 6'3", 205, so good size there. Upton Bellefonte, the kicker. I don't know that it matters, but he's 6 foot, 185. I mentioned the long snapper. Kids from Chicago, St. Ignatius, coming in from Western Carolina. Emmett Rhodes, 5'11", 225. Well-traveled long snapper. Coming down from the alma mater of Mad Dog Mullinax, Western Carolina and Cullowhee, the Catamounts. And then Quasheed Scott, 5'11", 200. We're going to talk about the secondary tomorrow. Marion native Quasheed Scott coming in from Kentucky. Just makes sense. Gamecocks need a nickel. I think he's going to be the nickel. That's my prediction. Nothing's set in stone. Yeah, so those are all the skill guys, the kickers, the snappers, all the folks that it's like, oh, it's interesting. But, what you want to know about is where's the beef? Remember the commercial, where's the beef? So we want to know where the beef, and we'll start with the defensive line. Drew Collins was listed 6'4", 245 at Arkansas State, 6'2", 236. Now, sometimes at defensive end, and I do this, and I think it's just a mental thing. I'm usually like 6'3 or above is a good height. 6'2 may be a red flag sometimes, which is a little dumb on my part. I think it's like mental, like in my mind too, seven, like the difference between 7 and 8 is more minute than the difference between 6 and 7. I don't know why, because it's not, but that's kind of a mental thing. But a lot of people that do football and evaluate kind of think that they're, you get below 6'3, it's kind of a cutoff. What you don't want is a 6 foot defensive end most of the time. But 6'2, 236, that's workable, especially if he's got skills and get off. And, when I watch some of his stuff, he's seems very long armed, and length sometimes is way more important than height at this position. But Drew Collins coming in, still a young player, so we'll see there. Now, Caleb Herring, 6'5", 245. That's how you draw him up. Dylan Stewart, 6'5", 248. So a taller, leaner, pass-rushing type. Those are the two edge guys. Inside, and, when Darren was on the other day, he kind of was talking about Tamiwa Durajaye as more of the Tonka type, the more athletic dude, which made sense because Tomiwa used to be, or Tamiwa, I think that's how you say it, used to be an end, and he got bigger. So sometimes those guys are more athletic. And then Jordan Thomas has always been athletic, but he's about 275. Well, it kind of flipped as far as I had it in my mind, because I was looking at height and weights. And at Illinois, I think to me was 6'5", 300. So this makes sense. Durajaye is 291 at 6'4". So he's not 9 pounds lighter and more athletic, but he carries the 291 like it's 315. He looks big. And then Jordan Thomas, 6'5", 310, as Darren said. He went out of his way to mention him. He looks like you draw him up in the SEC, and that's absolutely true. The Gamecocks with Jordan Thomas, and then Kelby Collins, who is listed as a D tackle on the roster, 6'4", 285. Probably will play some edge, but 285 is different than the 275 we thought. You get past 280, and edge ends up being a little bit different. But those two, Jordan Thomas and Kelby Collins, could be as good as they want. You remember how Nick Saban, for a while, you had the Nick Saban rehabilitation program for coaches. You kind of have the South Carolina rehabilitation program for players here. And the Gamecocks do have a track record of getting the most out of them. That's going to be everything, really the key to the D line next year. But that was the case last year too. You got to get everything out of Thomas and Collins, get their motors going, and then Caleb Herring as well, which Caleb Herring's played a lot. They had a lot of good defensive ends at Tennessee during his time there. They really do recruit well at that position. But that's going to be the key. So that's a good diverse group. You got some athleticism. You got the big guy in Thomas. Noah Clark, who we mentioned yesterday, incoming freshman, 6'5", 340. That's rare. You don't have anybody like him. So that's a good group. That's a good group. There were some a little some surprises, some not. Some I would call the Durajaye thing more of an explanation. Okay, I get it now. 6'4", 291. Smaller, moves a little quicker. Darren compared him to TJ Sanders as well. If anybody on this defensive line is as good as TJ Sanders, down in and down out, as good as he was in 2024, South Carolina will be happy next season. Now on to the offensive line. A lot of guys in. I tell you, I mentioned last year, bigger, they're bigger. Bigger's not always better. This is not a bigger offensive line. These guys are it's a leaner and hopefully meaner group. I hope hopefully meaner. That's the hope. Steve Spurrier always used to say he doesn't make a lot of guarantees and speak in declarations. He says, "What I say is hopefully," and he does. Hopefully we can go play a good game. Hopefully. Well, hopefully these guys are meaner. I would think that after all they went through last year, that they would kind of put a premium on it. Shane Beamer did mention it in his press conference that these guys play with an edge. That was music to everyone's ears. So hopefully they do. But it's a smaller group. There's not a lot of 330s, 335s on here. But we'll start with the biggest one, Hank Purvis. Now he was listed at 360 at Purdue. 6'5", 330 is the height and weight at South Carolina. And if you think about it, I think they've probably been going through winter workouts now for about a month. It's possible to sweat that off during that time. But, I think 330 is always a good weight. I think that if you look at the history that Bradford put together, this screams right guard, 6'5", 330, right guard. Hank Purvis transfer in from Purdue. Carter Miller, good size for a center, 6'2", 311, coming in from UCF. I really like this guy. I think as far as playing with an edge, having an edge, this guy has an edge. And he's been a center for a long time, and it is, what, his fourth different school, but he does have a ton of experience and not going to be intimidated, in my opinion. Boo Boo Nwabugwu from Missouri State, 6'2", 310. Now, this guy played tackle out at Missouri State, and I watched his film. I like him. 6'2", 310, probably an interior guy at South Carolina, but maybe even a center because he has played some center. But I like him. Light feet, a Baltimore, Maryland native, played at Delaware State, went out to Missouri State, did some good things. Don't sleep on this one. As far as some of the later guys, because he was a little later. The big guy, Jacarius Peak, 6'4", 310. Now, we've said it doesn't have that. He's not that 6'6", 6'7", offensive tackle monster type guy. But it doesn't matter because his technique and the way he moves and his power, it's all there. And there are plenty of guys that are built just like him that have played tackle in the NFL. It's not always, these guys are kind of the exception. The majority of them are hit the specs, but some guys don't have to hit the specs. Travell Wharton was that way at South Carolina. Andre Smith was that way at Alabama. Andre Smith, horrific body. I mean, you looked at him and you're like, well, he's maybe going to slide inside. I don't know. But the guy was maybe the best player in college football. So there's always exceptions. Jacarius Peake is in peak physical condition. He's a big athletic guy, small forward looking guy, 6'4", 310. We talked to Deputy Smitty about him. You can find that on our YouTube channel. I just think the way he looks for contact and the way he moves around on the field and his quick, oftentimes with the offensive line the last couple of years has looked confused. When they're not just lost, they are sort of lost looking for someone to block. Maybe they block. Peak is very natural at that. And in this offense, in this system, a lot of the offensive line stuff is assignment based. So that's helpful. I still think he's the left tackle. You pencil him in next season. Kojo Poku from East Carolina, out of Charlotte, was a lacrosse player in high school. A lot of offensive linemen have these types of stories. Well, I was a soccer player, and then I decided to take up football, or I was a basketball player and decided to take up football. Again, football has a place, everybody. But East Carolina folks liked him a lot. They said he needed to be a little more consistent. 6'5", 320 is his height and weight. So he's on the bigger side. I think he could play outside, inside, wherever you want him to. And he's a player that when you ask around at other schools who they sort of liked, because some of these guys, the guys from Arizona or, I mean, and everybody liked Peak and the guy from Missouri State, they're kind of out of region types. But when you talk to other schools about the sort of local area, Carolinas, Georgia type guys, that Poku comes up a lot. So I don't know what that means, but I think that he's another to keep an eye on. His commitment wasn't met with fireworks and, a flyover, but he could end up being more significant than people think. Dane Arnett from Ferris State. I think a lot of Carolina fans, there's a subsection out there that think everybody should come from a big school, which is not true, but there's a subsection that do, but there's very little, I guess, blowback on this because he's from Ferris State, and we all saw Trinidad Chambliss, who, could be back at Ole Miss next year, light it up, and he's from Ferris State. Dane is a Midwest offensive lineman from the state of Michigan, likes to play nasty, he says. It's a jump from Ferris State to the SEC, but that is a great program at that level, and I think the nastier he can play, the better his chances are getting on the field. Also, a guy that can play guard or tackle. Now, Seth Smith came in from Northern Arizona a little bit lighter, or a little bit heavier than what they said, but shorter. So he's 6'4", 307. Now, he's listed 6'6", 280 at NAU. Was a player that was a defensive end coming in, made the transition to tackle. And I like the upside here. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, where is he? I think he's probably a tackle at South Carolina. But we'll see. Can he play on the interior? I don't know. I do think there's some athleticism and potential there. He's an older player, so he's going to get in there and battle for his snaps. Armando Neves from New Mexico State, 6'6", 315, bigger guy, right tackle, in my opinion, at South Carolina. And that's based on the specs, like I mentioned, that Bradford gave. So overall, this group's, most of them are hanging out in that, they probably average without doing the math around 310, 311. So good size, enough size. They're not undersized, but they're not big, big, big. And I think that anytime you move from sort of a slower paced, wants to be, I don't want to say want to be because want to be sounds very negative. But wants to be a power-based offense, you transition from that to a fast-paced attack. Your offensive linemen probably need to get in general leaner. And then some of you noticed it last year, the rest of the team looked like they were in really good shape, and the offensive linemen looked like they weren't. Now, whether or not they were, who knows? I'll say this, Nolan Hay is up to 328, 6'3", 328. He's a returner. Marquis Anderson, 6'3", 320. if I'm not mistaken, that's about 5 pounds shorter. Damola Ajadahun, 6'6", 310. He was listed at 325 last year. Some of these guys that hadn't changed from last year, I don't know if they weighed everybody, but I'll just go through it real quick. There's not that many returning. Blake Frank, 6'5", 325. Shed Surratt was at like 336. He's 6'4", 325 now. Josiah Thompson checks in 5 pounds heavier at 6'7", 305. Yesterday, we mentioned Zion Giles, 6'5", 305. And then, yeah, that's it. Not a lot coming back there. Not a lot at all. You have some walk-ons. Parker Lawson, 6'4", 308. Jake Recker, 6'5", 310. Parker's from Lexington. Recker's from Indian Land. I think Recker got put on scholarship. He did. He did get put on scholarship. 6'5", 310, Jake Recker. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Kyler Farrow, who's redshirt freshman snapper from Wisconsin, 6'2", 221, long snapper. So we'll see there. Just going through it, looking at all these guys. Carolina's got some heavy linebackers, I'll tell you. AJ Holloway, 243. Andrew Harris, 240. Keenan Britt, 238. Those are freshmen. Josh Smith, 240. Justin O, listed the same as last year at 231. Donovan Darden, 6'4", 242. Sean Murphy, 6'3", 235. Fred Johnson, same as last year, 6'3", 244. As long as they can move, I don't care. You know, that's good. Brady Hunt, who I mentioned earlier, 6'5", 251 at tight end. Maurice Brown, 6'4", 250. Wow. Mike Tyler, 6'4", 245. Reno Rome, 6'7", 260. Walk on tight end. I talked about the backs, and I'll go through this. Isaiah Augustov is 6'1", 215. Howell, 6'1", 225. Fuller, 5'11", 218. So they're on the bigger end of things. Not going to go through the whole roster because some of these have not been updated, but. And you know, we'll know more when we get to the season, obviously, with heights and weights and all those happy things. I will mention Anthony Addison, 6'4", 230 at defensive end. I think he was listed at that last year. Julian Walker, we talked about yesterday, 6'6", 250 coming in. Troy Pike, 6'3", 293. Let's see, Brownlow Dindy, 6'3", 311. So he's slimmed down a bit. GBD. So we'll see. Lenora Sellers, 6'3", 240. Same as last year. What's Cutter Woods? 6'3", 215. Cutter, good size. Landon Duckworth came in at 6'4", 210. So anyway, that's the initial height and weight. So offensive line wise, things are changing. I think change is necessary and inevitable at that position. New coach, new system, bunch of new players. They're lighter. We'll see what it all means. Spring practice gets started relatively soon. Once baseball gets going, spring practice is right around the corner. All right. Don't forget to follow at Gamecocks Show on X, at Inside the Gamecocks on Instagram. Like our Facebook page, Inside the Gamecocks. I got some news coming up about the new site. Shouldn't be too much longer on that. Looking forward to returning. Sometimes it's good to be out for a little bit and get a sense of the business from an outsider perspective, but I'm chomping at the bit to get back in, me and several of my buddies, who you all know well. All right. This has been JC Sherbert with Coffee. Have a great Thursday, folks. I'm out. Holla.